Hello, Grinders, and welcome to the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here breaking down the games for you guys. It's a nice set of games. I think we're only going to have, at the end, five of it. How many do we have? Two, four, six. We have seven, but the problem is there's two really bad weather games. So there are seven, but we might only have five, which is kind of what I was saying when I first opened up the pod here. So it's going to be an interesting slate. I liked it more when it had the seven. The five has me a little concerned. I think you could have got away with it in cash games with the seven, but five games is tough. I'm not the biggest fan of playing, five-game baseball slates, for cash games. So I'm mainly looking at tournaments. I do think it's a really fun, nice slate, though. Should be a good time, so jump on in and get in those contests, especially over on Fantasy Draft. They have the $25 they're always running. It's always a really good contest. Make sure to jump on in there. You know, you can avoid the massive 150 entries of all the people in the industry, and it's just an easier way to, you know, take down a pretty nice top prize. So check that out over there, guys. All right, let's start with the games. We got the first game up on this slate, which was kind of something I like. You get no cores on this slate, which is nice after all the boom games that they've had. But we get a really awesome pitching matchup for Max Scherzer against Kevin Gausman, Nationals against the Orioles, seven total here. And, man, Vegas is already, clearly they know Max Scherzer is good. We all know Max Scherzer is good. 2.61 run total here for the Orioles. I expect Scherzer to absolutely deal against this team. The Orioles are a team that can strike out a ton. This is a phenomenal spot here for Max Scherzer. I mean, I'm doing everything I can to jam him in. I think he's the guy you want in cash games. He's the guy you probably want in tournaments too, right? The one debate is there is an offense that I really do like on this slate, but again, the weather could keep me off it. So, but for now, I'm all in on Max. He's the guy I want. It's just jam him in and find a way to make it work. That's what I'm going to do on this small slate. Even with that one offense I was talking about, I'd still probably try and find a way to make it work because I just don't see a route where he does not dominate here against the Orioles. It's just too good of a spot. So sign me up for Max Scherzer. He's my top play of the day. My number one guy to jam in. I'm just going to be all in on him in tournaments, cash games, everything. So like him a ton in this spot. Kevin Gausman's on the opposite side, and Gausman's been pretty good this year. I mean, he has a really nice Sierra. I believe it's around like 3.6, which is great. He's had a nice year. It's just the Nationals, right? They've been struggling too. So I could see them obviously have their, I could see him have his way, but at the same time, I could see the Nationals just boom because I'm waiting for it to happen. They had that one big game this week, but they've definitely had their struggles recently. So if you want to play Gausman in a tournament, I wouldn't hate it. I don't think it's a terrible idea. There's worse things I think you could do, but I have more interest in the lefty bats. But if you wanted to argue for Gausman as like a cheap tournament option, I understand it. I think you could get away with it. And his price is cheap, right? Like 6.6K on DraftKings. Fantasy Draft, 12.7K. You get him on FanDuel at 7.2. I mean, that's a really nice price tag on him. So if we're talking cheap pitchers for SB2s, I think he's in the conversation as an interesting tournament option. So don't overlook that. And then the lefty bats, some of those guys where you can get some value on these guys, I think you want to go to. Like FanDuel, they're kind of really expensive. DraftKings, where do we get them at? Like Rendon's an interesting value that you could add at 3.9. Murphy's 4.3, which is still cheap for him, but he hasn't been playing amazing. And then Fantasy Draft, Rendon at 7.8, that jumps off the page. Harper has been annoying too lately. I had him last night and he kind of disappointed me. Just, he's been bothering me so much recently. But, I think Rendon's like the only real big value that I can see on this offense. But I think there's some good plays here for sure with these lefty bats. All right, let's go to the next game. Arizona Diamondbacks, Pittsburgh Pirates, eight total here. We have Zach Godley and Chad Kuhl. And, I don't know what to kind of do with Kuhl here because I'm thinking he had to have warmed up last night, right, against the Brewers. He had to went through his routine. I don't know if that'll hurt him or help him. I mean, maybe it's his sixth day now, so maybe he didn't go through too much routine. But I know, like, the Mets sat DeGrom because, like, he, like, did his warm-up and then they had, like, the rain delay. So I don't know. That could hurt Kuhl. I really don't understand how that works and all. Like, I just know, like, the Mets did sit DeGrom in that case just because he never experienced that. So I don't know if that'll affect him, but it's something, I guess, to consider. I don't know, maybe read around to see, but again, it's an extra day's rest too, right? So that could obviously help him out. Maybe he just did like enough warm up where it's just kind of like a normal day of throwing out there on the mound. So, Yeah, maybe it's not that big of a deal, but I don't want to attack the Diamondbacks offense that much. Their offense has been doing really well. I just, at this time when they're really swinging really good bats, at least over the last 2 weeks, I mean, I just don't see myself going the cool route. They have some powerful lefties in the lineup that can be some problems, you know, and the Lamb, Peralta, even Descalso, I'll give some credit to because he's been crushing the ball this year. And then Goldschmidt, Paul Goldschmidt has been crushing the ball over the last 2 weeks. So it's definitely an offense that I'm not in, you know, looking to target right now. So I'll stay away from Cool today. I'm a big fan of him, but I just don't know if I want to take the shot on him. If you want to take a shot in tournaments, I get it, but those lefties can be scary. And what I would do is, man, I would look at these lefties and really try to get some exposure to them. Like on FanDuel, 3.4K for Jake Lamb is cheap. Peralta, 3.5 is still a nice price tag. 3.2 is good for Descalso. Let me see. We got on DraftKings, we get Lamb at 4.1. Peralta's 4.8. That feels pricey on DraftKings. And then Lamb at 4.1 is a nice price. Descalso, 3.8, it's fine. And then fantasy draft, we get Lamb 8.4, Peralta 9.9. Just think about it. David Peralta is the same price as Bryce Harper. I just rather probably take a shot on Bryce Harper, even though Gausman's been good. I don't know. That's tough, though. Man, it's crazy that they're the same price, but it is a better spot for Peralta for sure. Either way, yeah, these lefty bats are really what I'm looking at, and then throw on Goldschmidt. And I think it's a really nice stack there at the top for the Diamondbacks. Also, I think you throw in Dyson too, possibly as like the wraparound stack like that. That's a little contrarian way to go in your stack. On the opposite side, Zach Godley. Yeah, so I'm not the biggest fan of like really targeting Pittsburgh that much. You know, they're getting a lot of runs at home. They've been you know, a lot better home team than road team. I think they're a team that just the strikeouts aren't there as much. Zach Godley, I get it. He's a solid pitcher. The price is really nice. Again, it's kind of like, I could take a shot on it in a tournament. I don't feel super confident in it, but I just worry about the K upside a little bit. I think it's a better tournament play than Chad Kuhl, though. If you force me to pick one of these pitchers in this game, I think that's the pitcher I would gravitate to. And again, the strikeout upside for him is nice, right? He can get it. It's just the problem is the matchup is tough. That's the one thing you have to worry about slightly. So I don't hate taking a shot on Godley in a tournament if you want to here in this spot. But again, it's not a cash game play for me. And again, I'm not playing cash games on this slate. It's not my favorite one for it. Let's go to the next game. We got the Chicago Cubs, Cincinnati Reds, 9.5 total here. And yeah, this is like the offense that I want to target, the best one of the day, the one I want to load up on. I mean, it's Matt Harvey against the Cubs. You know, whenever Matt Harvey's on the mound, I want to target him. And with the Cubs, this seems like a great spot to do it. You know, you got Chris Bryant, Hayward, Zobrist, Rizzo, Happ, Schwarber, Contreras, Baez, 1 through 8. Like, give me them all. I think they're all phenomenal plays, but let's go through and we'll go through and talk about them like by position, or not by position, by you know, by lineup order. I'll go through like which ones are the value per site. So Zobrist and Hayward on FanDuel specifically, you know, 2.7, 2.8, really nice values. Chris Bryant, Rizzo, they're gonna be expensive wherever you play. Just play them. They're fine plays. You know, jam them in there. You want to have them in your stacks, most likely at least one of them for sure. You can't leave both off. You gotta at least have one on your stacks. Ian Happ at 2.6, that's a really nice price for him on FanDuel. Schwarber, 3.5. He's a fine play. I'd say, you know, he's not really a cash play, more of a tournament play, hitting like in that six hole. And at that price tag too, that can be, you know, he's really boom or bust, just home run or nothing. And that could be a, you know, if you think he's going to have high ownership on this slate, let's say he does, right? Let's say he moves up in the lineup order. Say he gets like a spot bump up to the 5, and that makes his like ownership go up too as well. You can just not play him. And, you know, Schwarber can get a 0. Sure, he can hit a home run, but he can get a 0. It's really possible for him. He's one of those guys that he could swing and miss a ton. So, yeah, like I said, I like Schwarber. I think he's got a good chance hitting a home run. But if ownership is high, I'd probably stay away. But, yeah, we'll have to see how the slate kind of shakes up. Wilson Contreras, he's 3K. You know, no one plays catchers on FanDuel, so that could obviously be interesting. And then Javi Baez is 3.9. I don't think, if he's in the 8 hole, I don't think anyone's paying 3.9 for him. A way to be contrarian with the wraparound stack. Again, you're going to, if the Cubs do play, you're going to have to find ways to be different. But the weather can make it contrarian enough where you can kind of keep it simple if you want to. DraftKings, let's see. Hayward, 3.9 is solid. Zobrist, 4K is okay. Happ, 3.7 is nice. Yeah, I mean, pretty similar to FanDuel, just like the way it was, like, you know, balanced out a little bit. And then, yeah, fantasy draft is pretty similar, too. So, again, this is an offense you do want to get exposure to. There's some cheap enough bats where I think you can pull it off. So make sure to get some Cubs exposure if you can, if you think the game's going to go. And, hey, if Kevin Roth is wrong about it, let's not beat him up over it. He gives us the best analysis that he can in that current moment, and we have to make a decision off it. So I played David Freese as a punt because I was just making one team that day, and you know, the game didn't play, and that's okay. I didn't go and run for Kevin Ross' head, so let's try and not do that again. He gives us like the best possible analysis he can and tries to break it down as best as he can for us. So let's talk about the red side of the ball. They're going, it's Kyle Hendricks, who's a really good pitcher, you know, very good at just limiting the damage, getting soft contact, doesn't get hit too hard. He's a guy that I just am not really loving the play. I get it. It is one of the better spots against the Reds, right? Like, the Reds strike out a ton. Maybe there is some strikeout upside now for him in this matchup, so I could totally get it, but the weather's kind of keeping me off. I think the price tag is nice. I mean, if you see 7.5K on FanDuel, 7.6K on DraftKings, and then 14.5K on Fantasy Draft. Really great price tags. So, you know, if this weather was fine, I think I would consider it just because it's the Reds and, you know, we don't get the strikeout upside for Hendricks often. And when you get a matchup like this, this is one where we can get a ton of Ks, but I think I'm going to stay away. Weather obviously going to keep me off. I'm sure that's going to be an issue. But say weather's not an issue, and I just think it gets no ownership, I don't hate maybe taking a shot because, again, if he was going against a team like the Padres or the White Sox, or a team like the Reds, like, they strike out a ton, so there's obviously possible upside for him. But again, it's not the greatest ballpark. It's in Great America Small Park. Tons of home runs are hit there. I believe I saw the stat yesterday during the Mets game. It was like they're since like 1997, they're the second most home runs have been hit in that ballpark. So I expect a lot of balls to fly in this game. I hope the game plays because I will be loading up on the Cubs bats. Next game up, Oakland Athletics, Chicago White Sox. We got a 9 total here, and this is Chris Bassett against Lucas Giolito. And man, the bats look really interesting here, but problem is this game's got a lot of weather too. Again, gotta have to deal with that. Wait to see what Ross says, but we'll talk about the game here. And I mean, righties against the White Sox is a thing, but I don't know. I'm not really you know, the biggest Chris Bassett fan, right? I'm not like running to play him. But again, it's an ugly slate, or not an ugly slate, I should say, but it's not the greatest slate, especially with the Cubs getting possibly pushed off the slate. But yeah, Bassett's got an xFIP of 14.63, K percentage of 18.4%, which is not great. You know, the walks are down at 4%. That's the one thing that kind of leads me to not really want to play the White Sox. I'm not going to be getting as many walks, right? So with less walks that I'm getting, I'm not going to get as probably many runners on base, get those opportunities for three-run homers and grand slams for all the correlation just to pile through. You know, he's getting hit hard by righties at 47.8%, only by lefties at 30.8%. The WOBA is higher. He's definitely had his struggles against righties, so I think I'd mainly look at the righty bats. Some of the lefties, too, aren't the greatest. Like, the only lefty I really love here is, like, Moncada and maybe Palka. Yomar Sanchez is okay. Like, I just look at the 1-5. I really don't want to go too crazy with White Sox, though. Like, it's just a team I don't think I'll stack on this slate. But if you want to stack them, I'd just keep it simple with that White Sox 1-5. On the opposite side, I do like the Oakland Athletics. I think there's some opportunity here for them. Giolito, he's a solid young pitcher. He's a guy that we expect eventually will turn around, but not today, right? The K percentage is 12.1%. The walk percentage is 13.6%. XFIP of 6.86. I mean, he has had a ton of struggles this year. Just, I mean, I know he's not getting hit hard, but he's just been a disaster. The WOBA's high. I mean, the ISO still, it's not through the roof, but the ISO is a problem. I mean, he has had his problems, so I don't know how he's had these terrible numbers and not having a higher hard hit percentage, which is crazy to think, but I like these A's if this game goes. I think they're going to be a team that we could target as a tournament play. So yeah, give me Fowler for cheap. Like, on FanDuel, he's 2.1K. He's expensive on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, but FanDuel 2.1K is crazy. There's a possibility I heard Matt Joyce might be in the back in the lineup. If he is, check to see what his price tag is around the industry, because you can get him for very, very cheap. I mean, I know FanDuel left him at 2K. I don't know what DraftKings and Fantasy Draft left him at, but he's just like super underpriced, and I read that in a Slack chat message, so I just thought that was interesting. Like Chris Davis with a K, the only problem is he's dealing with a stomach bug, so if you don't know that, that's obviously something that could be a little bit of a concern. I'm more so leaning to, if you force me to pick one home run call in this game, I'll go to Matt Olson. I think this is a phenomenal spot for him. I'll look at Matt Olson as my guy that hits one out. Jed Lowry, too, think he's solid, and Semien. Just a little worried about Davis with a stomach bug, right? Sure, he could be fine. Don't know, like, what's going on with him. But, yeah, I just hate rostering guys after they're sick because, you know, they could still be a little under the weather and just tell the coach, yeah, I want to play, and, you know, still be a little bit of a problem. But, yeah, that about wrap up this game. This game, again, it could not go. The weather could be an issue. So, yeah, we have to watch for that. Next up, we got the St. Louis Cardinals, Milwaukee Brewers, 8.5 total here. We got Carlos Martinez against Brent Suter. And, yeah, this could be, you know, this could be a spot where the Brewers, I mean, they're somehow the favorite, which kind of surprises me. And Carlos Martinez, I think he could be a really nice high upside guy in tournaments that you take a shot on. Sure, he can have his problems, right? But it is the Brewers. He can have his issues at times, and he hasn't been the greatest coming back. But this is a spot where I think he's going to be the guy that you want to look to as your SP2. For upside, he's a phenomenal play in my opinion. Just the problem is you're going up against the Brewers, it can be slightly concerning, and it's concerning to see that Vegas is not believing in Carlos Martinez at all, right? I think there's definitely some reasons to have some pause there to think about, hey, what's going on here? Why is Martinez not the favorite? It just seems like he would be against Suter, but yeah, that's kind of the spot that we're at right now. So I think he's the guy that you're going to consider. You know, everyone's going to look at the price tag and say, this guy's too cheap. I normally get him for really, like, you know, I normally get him for 9K, sometimes 10K. I've seen him at 11K before. So I think people are going to say, hey, I'm looking at Carlos Martinez. But the problem is, you just look at the recent games. Then that kind of plays in the factor with recency bias, right? 7.5 DraftKings points, 1.1, 9.6, you know, just a lot of issues. Obviously, he's only been back for three games. That's obviously a concern. The pitch count's been okay, though, 98, 96, 75. You know, 75 was the first one, so it's obviously trending in the right direction. He just had some issues. You know, it was the Cubs, the Cincinnati, and Miami, so two favorable matchups, but I still think he can take a shot on it in tournaments. Cash games, it could be a little concerning, but I wouldn't hate it in cash games if you think it's there. But again, I'm worried because Vegas just, you know, has Suter as a favorite, and that's something I was kind of surprised to see starting, you know, starting out looking at the slate. So, yeah, all in all, I like Martinez. Think he's a solid tournament option. Suter's been pretty good, though. XFIP at 4.24. K percentage is at 20%. Walk percentage at 5.1. Getting hit by righties a little bit, though. You know, giving up a 3.334 WOBA. The ISO's at 208, but I don't know. I think, you know, with a righty-heavy lineup, you'd kind of think that this is a great spot for the Cardinals. You'd just assume, oh, they should absolutely crush Suter here, but I don't know. I don't think it's an amazing spot. I think it's an okay spot, but not just an absolute smash. So overall, I mean, I just don't love a lot of these hitters in this game. I don't know why. It's a good ballpark. I get it. I target maybe some of the value in, like, the righties if you see any value on prices. Again, like, I don't love targeting suitors in that spot where I'm just going to stack them up. But if you can find some value on the Cardinals with some of the righties, I'd maybe target it, you know, here and there. I'd take a shot. But I don't want to go crazy because I'm not trying to target suitor too much. But if you want to take a shot on a couple guys here and there as one-offs and you think it's a good value, I wouldn't hate that. On the Brewers side against Martinez, I think he – you can stack them up if you want. Like, either stack them or you don't stack them. I think that's how I would approach it. I'd definitely be getting those lefties in there, you know, the Shaw, the Thames. They're definitely be guys I want to have. You know, this is an opportunity where Martinez could absolutely struggle or he could, you know, absolutely dominate. I think that's kind of the way it could go with him. So Brewer stack is certainly in play. I wonder if it'll be contrarian. I don't know if it will be on this slate or not. But, again, just interesting. I didn't think the Brewers would be a favorite like this, you know, in this matchup. But, yeah, Martinez has been bad, so I get it. And Brewer stack, if it flies under the radar, I like definitely being overweight on it. Next game up, Toronto Blue Jays, Los Angeles Angels. This is 7.5 total. And we have Aaron Sanchez and Tyler Skaggs. And, man, I this is a game I just don't love at all. It's, you know, the Angels, sure, they're in play almost on any slate. They can obviously go off against anyone. If you want to stack them up, I get it. It's perfectly fine, but I'm not going to do it today. Don't think it's necessary. There could be some value here that could be interesting, like Jose Miguel Fernandez. If he's in the lineup, he's 5.6K over on Fantasy Draft. We can get him cheaper on the industry. So if he's in the lineup at the 5-hole, if we have projected in the lineup, I could see that being interesting. Mike Trout, he's always in play. He's in play on any slate. I think these guys are fine, but I just don't love the Angels today. I'm probably going to pass on them. I think Tyler Skaggs is interesting. I do worry a little bit. They have, you know, the Blue Jays can hit righties really well. That is one of my concerns here with this game. So I wish it was a righty. Skaggs is a really good pitcher, though. He's someone that I'm, you know, buying on. I want to be playing often. He's got a 3.66 xFIP. The K percentage at 26%. I mean, he's been phenomenal. He's someone that I definitely think I'll be targeting a lot throughout the year. But this is just maybe not the right spot for me. Not the right price. Not the right matchup. I'm just gonna move on and probably a cross off game for me today. So I'll cross this one off and just go on to the next one for you guys. Let's go San Diego Padres, San Francisco Giants. We got Tyson Ross against Madison Bumgarner. This is a 7.5 total. And, yeah, I mean, Tyson Ross has been really good this year. If you need him as, like, a mid-range option, I wouldn't hate it. Not something I'd probably end up doing. I think there's other mid-range guys that, you know, I've discussed that I might end up going to. Like, I might go to, rather take a shot on a Gausman who's cheaper maybe for some K upside, or a Godley. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't really want to go there. I get it, though, with Ross, if you really want to. There's a lot of, like, fringe SP2s that, like, I wish I could play him, but I just don't know if I can pull the trigger. And Ross, I think, is going to end up in that same exact category today. So, yeah, I'm probably not going to end up playing him. Price at 7.8K against the Giants. It's a good ballpark, though. I get it. He's got some things playing into his favor a little bit, though. And obviously check to see what that lineup is, because the Giants lineup has been ugly. So if they roll out an ugly lineup, I could see maybe getting pushed on it. And obviously, like, umpire data could push me on him possibly. So little things could obviously get me there. He's, like, I guess he's in the player pool right now. But ultimately, he could get pushed in or pushed out. Just, like, those little factors are going to have to, you know, kind of bump him up or down and whatnot. So, yeah, on the opposite side, we'll talk about Madison Bumgarner. He has been, you know, so far, he hasn't been the greatest. You know, he hasn't been his old self. He's someone that I think we can play. The price is okay at 9.4, but it's risky, right? He could be the old Madison Bumgarner. It also is the Padres. I know they're better at hitting lefties. That's also something to be slightly worried about. He hasn't been the greatest. If you want to take a shot and hope that the old Madison Bumgarner comes back, you can go for it, but I am concerned, right? He threw 112 pitches last game in six innings and then had three earned runs and only had 3 Ks. In the last three starts, he's had 3 Ks in each game. That was against the Dodgers, Miami, and the Diamondbacks. I mean, I'm just concerned here. Like, it's really, really tough here for me with Bumgarner. If you want to take a shot and hope that the old Bumgarner comes back, sure, you can, but I just don't think I would. I'd probably just take a shot on some more proven guys. I might even take a shot on Ross just because he's been really good this year. And he's cheaper. I'm just looking for cheaper options, right? I don't really want to be spending up on a Madison Bumgarner when I think some of these guys who are 2K less have, like, the same amount of, you know, probable projection right now. So, like, Carlos Martinez, I think, has a better opportunity here. Godley, I think, could have a better chance. So, Gausman, too, as well. So, I'd rather take shots on those guys. Either way, though, I'm going to be playing Max Scherzer. I'll be mixing him in with a lot of different SP2s. I don't think it's a day where I'm locked on SP2. I think I'll mix and match a lot of guys with Max Scherzer, because obviously there's not guys that I'm just super, super confident in. You know, so yeah, that's kind of how pitching will go for me. I forgot to mention the bats in this game. I really don't like any of them. The only bats I would maybe take a shot on is against Bumgarner. I'd probably take some righties here. I would take, you know, Perella at the top, Hunter Renfro, Christian Villanueva, who's been crushing lefties, and then Reyes, who's been pretty solid too. But I don't love playing people in San Francisco Stadium. I pretty much never play people in that stadium unless it's like a cash game value play. So yeah, I'm not loving the Padres here too much. Just maybe a one-off here and there for some guys if you think they can hit a home run, but don't go crazy with those guys. That about wraps up the slate, though. You know, talked about the pitchers I liked. I'll recap it one more time for you guys. Like I said, I like Max Scherzer, and then the mid-tier guys I kind of like are Gausman, Godley, and then look at maybe Tyson Ross. He's growing on me a little bit the more I talk about it. I don't really want to pay for Bumgarner. Also like Carlos Martinez, like him too. So it's like Martinez, Godley, Gausman, and then maybe Tyson Ross. Those are the four SP2s I kind of like. And then, you know, Max Scherzer, he's my lock and load. The guy I'm all over. I'll be playing him a ton. Now I'll talk about the stack of the day, who my favorite stack is. If you listen to the Weekend Grind, you guys know how I like to talk about my stack of the day. I know you guys like to hear it. So here is my stack of the day. It's going to be It's going to be the Cubs. The Cubs against Matt Harvey. Matt Harvey's on the mound. I just have him on my mind of how bad of a pitcher he is. I'm going to load up with the Cubs against Matt Harvey. They're my favorite stack of the day. Let's just say it gets rained out. Let's say you're not comfortable with it because of the weather. Go to the Brewers. I think this could be a solid spot. Again, like I said, I like Carlos Martinez because of the upside that he can have. But also, you know, he's struggled so far. And the Brewers, when they get going, they can absolutely swing well. They were swinging well this weekend. Their team that, when they get going, I want to be all over them. I think the Brewers are fine. And Martinez, he can have his issues. I do think umpire data is going to be interesting for him too, because he's a guy that he can definitely use those corners for him. And if he doesn't, he can get frustrated at times. So Cubs stack is my favorite stack of the day. But let's say the weather's not there. Pivot over to the Brewers. I think they could be a really interesting one that you can take a shot on tonight. So thanks a lot for joining me, guys. I'll be back tomorrow breaking down the slate for you. If you have any questions, give me a follow on Twitter at Travis Mangone. It's TravisMangone. happy to answer them for you guys as best as possible. So thanks a lot for joining me, guys. Again, I'll be back tomorrow. Really enjoy doing the podcast for you, and I'm out of here.